Today's daf is Erevin daf Ayin Dalet, and we're going to talk about the sugya of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, sleeping in a shul, and the like. Why? Where does this come up? So the Gemara here is talking about Erev Chatzeros, and the Gemara tells a story. There was a certain Mavui that Avus Bar Ihi lived in. Avid le lechya. They put a lechi on the outside of the mavi in order to matir it. Sharei le l'Shmuel. So Shmuel matired that situation. Then Asa Rav Anan Shadi, Rav Anan, who was a Talmud of Shmuel, after Shmuel died, came and threw away the lechi and said, no, it's not good enough. Omar Mavoa de Dairina Bay, Vyasina Bishbay de Mar Shmuel, Nasi Rav Anan Barav and Ishadi Iman. Rav, what are you doing? How can you take away the lechi? Shmamina Lokib Luminais, the Gemara goes into, so it must be that based on a Gemara from earlier, he didn't accept his argument. So the Gemara says, he did accept the argument from before. We're talking about a case where a shul was contiguous with this mavui, and the chazan, the gabai of the Beis HaKnesses, he used to eat bread in his own house. And he's come and slept in the shul. So the question is that considered a dira? Because again, that gets into the issue of pita gorim or shena gorim. The ivus bar ihi savar makam pita gorim. Ivus bar ihi felt makam pita is gorim, and he didn't eat in the shul. Ushmuel atayme damar makam lina gorim, and that was part of the issue here. But either way, the Gemara here says that he slept in the shul. He slept in the shul. If you look in the Shor Mitzion Balacha, Shor Mitzion Balacha says that maybe we should not take this literally, that he actually slept in the shul, because after all, we know that one is not allowed to sleep in the shul. The Gemara says in Megillah, on Daf Chavches, and elsewhere, the Gemara says, we'll read it in Megillah, in terms of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Tana Rabbanan. Well, first, the Mishnah even says that there's a Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses even when they are desolate after their Charav. Beis HaKnesses Shecharav, the Mishnah, Megillah, Chavches, Ein Maspidim Besocha. You don't make Hespedim even in a desolate shul that's not even used anymore. Vein Mafshilim Besocha Chavolin, Vein Parson Lesocha Metsudos. You don't do all of these activities that are not appropriate for a shul. Also kapandaria. You can't use it for a shortcut. The Mishnah, now the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, says the Tosefta, Bati Knesios, Ein Noagin Ben Kalas Rosh, Ein Ochlin Bahen, Vein Shosin Bahem. You can't have Kalas Rosh in a shul. No eating, no drinking, Vein Neosin Bahem, and not Neosin. What is Neosin Rashi? Vein Miskashtin Litocho, Vein Metailin Sham, Vein Nechnasim Ben Bachama, Vein Achama. So you see, we don't do our everyday activities in the shul. So how can we be? How can it be that they slept in the shul? So it must be like Tosfos says in Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph in the sugya of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Remember that sugya? Tosfos says there. Oh, it must be that they slept in one of the side rooms. Right? Not that they actually slept in the shul. It must be that they slept in one of the side rooms, which is a Kiddush for Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Also, that they can sleep in a side room and be yotze the Kiddush that the Gabbai makes in shul. So that is the Shor Mitzion Balacha's comment on our Gemara, just like Tosfos makes the comment in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Aleph. Another Gemara that he says also must be explained this way is the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chav Tes, where the Gemara there says a fascinating story. There was a demon in one of the shuls, and they were trying to get rid of one of the demons. So how could they get rid of one of the demons? Nobody would go there. So there was a guest rabbi that was coming to town, and they had a plan that nobody was going to give him a place to stay, so that he would have to stay in the shul, and in that way he would have to get rid of the demon. Says the Gemara, Chav Tes Amid Beis, Omar Lahu Lo Leisav Le Inish Ushpisa. So Abaya hears that this rabbi is coming, so he goes and tells everybody, don't give him a place to sleep, so he'll be forced to sleep in the shul. Efshar de Misrachesh Nisa. It's possible that an ace will occur. And first, we talk about how could you endanger someone else, especially without telling them. It must be that he was batuach. The marshal says he was sure that an ace would happen, even though the language is efshar. All baspa hube rabbanan. He went in and slept in the shul. Idmi le kitanina de shiva resh vasa. It looked like a serpent that with seven heads. Call Kara to Kara, not to Chadresh. Every time he bowed down, one of the heads fell down. And he says the next day, if an ace wouldn't have happened, I would have been in danger. But again, there it says, Bas Bahu Bei Rabbanan. He slept in the Bei Rabbanan. He slept in the shul. So isn't that a problem? So again, one has to say, maybe he slept in the side shul. Unless you say, Bas Bahu Bei Rabbanan. maybe this is not a shul, a Beis HaKnesses, maybe it's a Beis HaMedrash. And there is a difference between a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash, as we will see soon. That is another possibility, before we summarize. There is another heter that one might say in certain cases, that is, sometimes if a Beis HaKnesses, if a shul, is built al tnai, conditionally that one can do certain activities in the shul, as long as they're not divrei bizayon, that is also okay. By the way, this is a huge topic. We're just going to touch on some of the highlights, as we do in many of these alam d'shiurim, but obviously there's a lot more that must be said. The Shulchan Aruch brings us down in Simen Kufnun Aleph, Yusif Yud Aleph. In Bishas Binyan Beis HaKnesses, Hisnu Aleph. If at the time of the binyan they made a tnai, the Mishnah Berurah says beferish, mashma dafka shesu beferish, avo mistama lo amrinan al tnai he nasuyos. Moged Avram de lo kamasis binyamin, uba elio rabba mitzadi ladina kamasis binyamin shemekel bozeh. Okay, maybe we can be lekula. Maybe it's built in. If they make a tnai lehish tameshbo to use it for other activities, mutar lishtameshbo bichorbano. So this is a limitation. One could use it after you don't use it anymore, then you can use it for these activities. Avo bi yishuvo, while it is still active as a shul o mahani tonight. Maybe you can't even use it as a tonight. You can't, a tonight doesn't even help there. Mishnah Berurah, v'davka l'achilu shasiyah, o likanis bachama, eating and drinking and going in there for the sun, d'yesh bazeh mishum kalas rosh. Avo l'shar tashmishim mahani tonight. Or if there's no kalas rosh, then the tanam could help even be yishuvan. So the shayla is, what's considered a kalas rosh? What about bizman hazeh? There are many shuls that we use it for kiddushes, we use it for other activities. Either way, this is a specific discussion of activities in a shul, which hopefully we'll come back to in a couple of minutes. But going back a step for a moment, the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, which is the source and the reason why activities are limited, how do we look at the kedusha? Right? So the Rambam talks to us about the chiv of having a shul. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah tells us in Perek Yud Aleph, kol makom sheish bo asar mi Yisrael, tzarech lahachin bo bayis, sheikansu bo letfila b'chaleis tefillah. Any place, any city that has 10 Jews, so they have a chiyuv, tzarech lahachin, they have to prepare a house. You can't just daven wherever you want, whenever you want. There should be a designated area. There should be a house, shikansu bo, that can be a place to go into, letfila, b'chaleis tefillah, makom zehu nikra, Beis HaKnesses. This is called the Beis HaKnesses. V'kofim b'nei irzim zeh, livros na Beis HaKnesses, and we force people who live in the city to build the Beis HaKnesses, v'liknos b'hem sefer Torah neviim uksuvim. And because you want a Beis HaKnesses, many different rules, ein bonim ela b'gova shel hir, you build it on a high area, so everybody looks in it, u'bonim bo heichal, sh'minim b'chobo sefer Torah, you have to build a heichal in it to put the sefer Torah, v'chulu, and the Rambam talks about the structure of a shul. And the Rambam continues and says, bati knesios u'bati midrashos, nogin b'hem kavod. You have to treat them with respect. Mechabdin oso, umar bitzin osam. Mechabdin, sweep them, clean them, make sure they don't get dusty. V'nagel kol Yisrael b'svarad u'bemarav b'shinar v'eretz hatzvi. The Rambam says, in all these lands, lahalik ashashios b'beit haknesses, to light lanterns in the shul, u'lahatziya b'karka on machzalos, to have special rugs in the shul, k'dei leishev alayen, u'beyare edom yoshven shalak alakisos. In Edom, they even sit on chairs. Even sit on chairs. Interesting, different menhagim. But then he quotes, "Bate Knesios Uvadim Midrashos." He quotes the Brisa from Megillah. Enogim and Kalas Rosh. Kagon Tzchok Vehito Vesicha Betela. No, stam talking in shul. Right? We have to recognize that stam schmoozing about life, about other things, maybe is not appropriate in a shul. There are certain conversations that if somebody starts having, well, that's what you say, you know what, let's talk about this outside of shul. It'll make a difference in our life and how we treat the shul if we limit the types of conversations we have in the shul. Vein ochla behem, vein shosa behem, vein no elsa behem. Right? Eating, drinking, regular activities should not be done in the shul, except Tamid HaChamim might be able to do it in the shul, midochek, if they don't have a choice, and it's maybe the shame Talmud Torah. But that is the Rambam. If you look on the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Chofetz Aleph, this is also quoted, this background of having appropriate kavod for how we treat a shul. But again, at root, is Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Daraisa Durabanan. That is a major machlokes haposkim with a big nafkamina, slavik lakula, if you have any nafkaminas. So there is a minority of, sources, the Yireim and Shinchav Dalid, in the Rishonim, and the Chaya Adam amongst the Achronim, that say that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is the Araisa. Says the Chaya Adam, Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, this is in Klal Yud Zayin, Osvav. Kedushas Beit HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash Gdola Ma'od. Umuzharim Aleihem. Lira Mimi Sheshochin Bahem. Kidechsivu Mikdashi Tira'u. Like we have by the Beis HaMikdash. For lo Beis HaMikdash Bilvad, Ela Kol Makom HaMikudash. Mikdashi, any makam ha-mikudash, we have to have more from on a daraisa level. Ubeis ha-medrash nikra mikdash ma'at, kidechsiv, the pasuk in Yechezkel, vo'ei lohem mikdash ma'at. Elu batek netzius, vo'ei medrashos. V'kasu ha-poskim, the mitzvah zu lira ben ha-mikdash, no'i be'ei sa-knesses, ve'ei medrash b'daraisa, ayin sefer yireim. So he quotes, look in the poskim. That's the only one, really. Right? All the others don't say that, but the yireim says it. V'chein. Because it's Kedushas Daraisa, so it's like a Beis HaMikdash. L'chein asol l'davar ben dvarim b'teilim, v'im achashel l'mcheshbonos ele shel mitzvah, k'gon kupa shel tztaka, only mitzvah activities. U'bizohar maflik ba'od ba'on shor rachmano l'islam v'zeo loshon ha-zohar k'ilu ein lo eloka. Right, we have to make sure that we treat it properly, and he says, Kabbalistically, there is a lot. So this is, on the one hand, there are those sources that say it is Daraisa. The Rambam also, if you look in the Minyan HaKatzar, this is... discussion. The Rambam, the Minyan HaKatzar, he doesn't mention Daraisa Beferish in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the regular Sefer HaMitzvos, or in Mishnah Torah. But if you look in the Minyan HaKatzar, you know, right before Mada, the Rambam has the shorter list of mitzvos, and there he lists off in Losa Sei Samach Hei, the Rambam lists off in the Isser of breaking, the Isser Netitza, Losasu Kei Lashem Alkechem, Shalola Abe Beis HaMikdash. Not to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, o bate knesios, o bate medrashos. So this is the only place. The Rama has Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash in the Isser of Netitzas Beis HaMikdash. So is it possible to say that the Rambam holds that Kedusha is Darabana, but the Isser Netitzas is Daraisa? Or if he says the Isser Netitzas is Daraisa, then you have to say the Kedusha is Daraisa. Well, let's see in a second. V'chenin mochkin ha-shemos ha-mukudashin, including this, is also destroying God's name. V'in ma'abdin es kesvi ha-kodesh, shenemar ha-beit ha-abdun, v'ashirihem tishrafun, osasu kein la-shem alokeichem. Okay, but the Rama has it there in the Isser Daraisa of Netitza. If you look in the Shevet HaLevi, or even before that, the Stechemet quotes many poskim, Lakan, in Mareches Beis Osmem Gimel, but I'll just read it from the Shevet HaLevi. The Shevet HaLevi, Rav Osner in Gimel Yud Gimel, has a beautiful tshuva where he discusses four shitas. The question was that he was asked when somebody was building their sukkah and they had to take out some room from the shul, they had to cut out some of the outside, external part of the wall of a shul. Is one allowed to do that? So in that context, he's talking, he talks about the Rambam and the other shitas about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and he says, Lefi daiti, yeshnam arba svaris balachazu. There are four shitas, if you're going to reshown him. Aleph, debain Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, bain Isser Netitas Beis HaKnesses, shneim in HaTorah, right, the Kedusha and the Isser are both Daraisa. Two, bain Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, bain Isser Netitas, shemi Drabanan, everything's Drabanan. Three, Kedusha min HaTorah, the Isser Netitas mi Drabanan. Four, the opposite. Kedusha midrabanan v'eser netitza min ha-Torah. Fascinating. And then he goes through the different days and then we show him who says what in this regard. But in that tshuva, he has the following fascinating suggestion to try to explain how could even mechalik between the Isser of netitza and the Kedusha itself. Right? How could even mechalik? He quotes first from the tshuva Chalkas Yoav, Rebraish Daito de la'inyin Kedusha Shayach Isser Torah. Okay, so he has that day. But then he says later on, he likes what the Sanzer says, what the Divrei Chaim says, the following, in Aruch Chaim and Simon Gimel. Da'af im kedushas beis hakneses rak derabanan, mikol makom iser netitza min ha-Torah. And that could be what the Rambam says. Inherently, the kedusha is derabanan, but the iser to destroy it or break it could be daraisa. How do you have that? V'huz al kasa betam hadavar demin haTorah al kapanim asulintos v'laros davar shem misvadim lehispalel. Anything that's connected to our davening is an iser daraisa to destroy. V'yadayin tzarech tamas bara. But why? How is that? So now the Shevet HaLevi talks. Aval yirulani es daiti al pi mashakasa b'tshuvas tashbeitz begidrei kedushas eretz Yisrael. The Tashbetz talks about two levels of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Dita be'ika beiz gedarim, geder kedushas ha-mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz, v'geder kedushas ha-shchina. Two aspects of the kedushas ha-aretz. Number one has to do with Kedusha legabe mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz, shumas, maisos, chala, bikurim, v'chulu. So the together of the mitzvah, the kedusha of the land, legabe, the mitzvah of Tlius Baretz, and then the kedusha of the land, legabe, inherently HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land, Hashras HaShchina, maybe what was there in the days of Avram Avinu, was Zarach Etnena, having to do not with the mitzvos, but having to do with the land being the Jewish center of existence in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence there. Together, Kedusha Shechina, right? This might relate to the Ramban and Gittin Daf Gimel about shame Eretz Yisrael, that there could be a status of Eretz Yisrael separate from the mitzvahs Atulias Baretz. That's where there are mitzvahs that are totally on Eretz Yisrael that have nothing to do with the mitzvahs Atulias Baretz. Egla Arufa, Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, Smicha, right? Some of these mitzvahs have all those three as examples. Kiddush HaChodesh, nothing to do with the mitzvahs Atulias Baretz. But they're limited to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because there's a chalos shame. So here he says, "V'shnei kedushas alalu einem tuliyim zebazeh." They're not tully on each other. Tare ever hayardein yeshlo kedushas hamitzvos b'kedusha rishona ve'enlo kedusha shchina la'olam. Ever hayardein has mitzvos atzliyas baretz, but does not have kedusha shchina. V'chein Eretz Yisrael ma'arava, the west of Eretz Yisrael, the yeshlo base kedushas kedushas hashchina le'inyan skulasa. You Yansham. The Kedushas HaMitzvos, the Af in Neima, the Ein Hayom Kedushas HaMitzvos, and even if you want to say technically Kedushas HaAretz was Batel in terms of Shemitah and other mitzvahs Atulias Baaretz, today there is no Kedushas HaAretz Daraisa, Legabe Mitzvos, Laman Dara Kedushas Shtia Nami Betela, let me call Makam Kedushas Shechina La'olam Lo Betela. Kedusha Shechina is there, walking on our Abayas, Fechulu, Ubeze Yeshafti, Makamacher, Kushi, Sosas, Yevamas, Dat Pebes. But then he says, Kmochein, just like the Tashbit says about Eretz Yisrael, I think you could apply the same Yisod when it comes to Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Yira Delini, Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, Aleinu Ladun Al Beis Binei Kedushos, Kedusha Atzmis, Kedusha's Hektish Vachadome, like the Kedusha's Hashchina, Ubeze Yeshlomar, Dein Bo Kedusha Menatora, Vein Be Beis HaKnesses Menatora, Chalos Dine Hektish, Linin Tfiso Pidyon. It's not like the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash has a status of Daraisa, Vashuras Hashchina. Beis HaKnesses has it on a Durabanan level. Durabanan level, Mikdash Ma'at. Avo Kedusha Shechina, hey, I'm sorry, I flipped it. Right? He says, he's about to say, you could have said it this way, but he says the opposite. Regarding Kedusha's HaMitzvos, so what mitzvahs do you do? Tefillah, even a tefillah is daraisa, but it is not on that level of basi beis tefillah yikar l'chol ha'amim. Avo kedusha shchina, heyos bateknesios heimako mona shchina, vade kedusha shchina yesh ben ha'Torah. There is an inherent kedusha to the beis ha'Knesses. V'mash amar chazal, brachas tavav, menan shakadosh baruch hu matzah beis ha'Knesses. V'chein shom, asarash kadma shchina va'asya, v'kai gav netuva, v'mizakas begila, kol anal hu mitzius emes. Shakadosh Baruch Hu nimsa umisva'eid sham. Hashem meets us in the shul. V'lo shayach b'davar zeh shurak gedur d'rabanan. To say there's only Hashem Hashchina mi d'rabanan in the shul, not shayach. V'al kein mitzad kedusha Hashchina yish bo makom kadosh min haTorah. Ela she'ein bo dine kedusha kehektish. V'im kein kiven she'ish lo kedusha Hashchina pashin ma'od. Shu b'chlav v'nitatztem. V'lo sas v'kein l'Hashem alokeichem. And that's the svara he gives for the das Dibri Chaim. In this regard. So either way, that has to do with Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, and that obviously affects how we, the activities that we do in the Beis HaKnesses. What about the Ezra's Nashim? That's also a big discussion. The Chachmas Adam, the Chai Adam, even though he's so machmir by the shul, that is Daraisa, he says that maybe the Kedusha, the Ezra's Nashim, does not have. But most poskim assume that it does have. The Aruch HaShulchan writes this in Simit Kuf Nun Dalid. He says, if they daven there, Beis HaKnesses Shal Nashim, Yesh Shal HaKedusha Beis HaKnesses. Kivash Anashim is Palo Sham. They dive in there, so that's the it's Kavua. It's a shul just like others. What you want to say? Because they don't do laning there. They don't do some of the mitzvahs. No, we assume that it has kedusha. Rav Asher Weiss, the Menachas Asher, has a tshuva that he says fascinatingly. He says when they built, as we know, near the Kotel, indoors by the men's indoor section, there's a balcony for the women there. So I guess before it was built, they asked Rav Al Yashiv, "Is that okay? Because they're going to take away some of the airspace from the men's section and make it into women's section. Is that a problem? Is that a horada b'kedusha? Is that the same kedusha?" So he writes here that Rav Al Yashiv was asked this question, and he then was asked this question by Rav Al Yashiv. Nishala Sheila Imutur Lahorid Me'aver Ezras Ha'anashim Lashim Benias Ezras Ha'anashim Shilzu Hela Kvot Aras Levnei Rabbeinu Marino Revel Yashiv Ulvakashas Marna Shlita Ni Not Lichtov. And he said, what do I think? So he quotes from the Ezras Nashim Yeshbo Tzara Gadol. There's a Tzara Gadol to be able to create a place for women to daven indoors, right? In the winter, it's impossible. Many women daven vasik in there. So what do you do? So he quotes, he goes through all the tshuvas, all the about Ezra's Nassim having Kedusha. The question is, does it have less Kedusha? And if it has less Kedusha, does the heir of a Beis HaKnesses have Kedusha? Right, there's a lot to talk about. But Lamais at the end, he says, it is Mutter Bishofi, and he says, but obviously, I'm just saying this, I'm giving this, he writes unbelievably at the end. You asked me to write something, so I wrote this, but feel free. The Gadol Hador, you're the one that decides. But again, in this Tshuva, he talks about the Kedusha of the Ezra's Nashim. Interesting, in the Tshuva right beforehand, in Chelek Aleph and Michas Asher, that was Simon Ches. If you look in Simon Zion, he talks about what about the Kedusha of the Rechava of the Kotel. In front, right next to the wall, or even behind, where on Yantif and on other days, they expand it and make that into the Davidic section also. What level of Kedusha does that have? Interesting. Does it have the Kedusha based on Knesset or not? Okay, we'll have to stop here.